with Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
Coast FM.
Nikki and DeMello here on a very good day.
Yes.
A very, very good day.
Such good news to wake up to.
I'm sure you probably read it or heard it or you know, discovered it by someone telling you at some point, but just in case you hadn't, Cleo Smith, they found her and she's home with her parents.
Yes. So, great news.
Yeah. No, we don't really have any more details apart from she was in a locked house in Carnarvon, so I hadn't gone very far from where she went missing.
And a man is in custody.
That's right.
So, yeah, one man in Carnarvon. She's home. She's safe and well. So,
and the story of the officers who, you know, found her, went, picked her up and said, what's your name? Said, my name's Cleo, is the first thing that they said. So it's like, that's
beautiful.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, look, you know, after all, it was more than 2 weeks. So, you
know, they said like 19 days.
Yeah. You start to think the chances of things going well.
The fact that she's still in Carnarvon after all that time,
yeah, exactly,
is very, very lucky.
So, an amazing result for WA Police, I think, is probably the biggest key.
For sure,
and some very relieved parents. I think very relieved people, not just in WA, but around the country,
Australia,
even
yeah.
people around the world. I know that have gotten on board this story. So,
yeah,
a great outcome. So,
awesome.
Yes, not so great an outcome for Alec Baldwin's daughter. She's been slammed for dressing up Squid Game style this Halloween. So, essentially, as a shooting victim.
Mm.
Yeah, which and sharing the fake blood splattered pictures online too, which, you know, people have roundly slammed as being somewhat tone deaf given the circumstances.
Would it not be like when she dressed up and came out like, Dad, look at this costume? Did you think?
I don't know if she lived at home.
So, right, okay.
Yeah, I think, but
I thought they were all together. I saw photos of them
maybe,
all together.
Maybe,
but he has that
know.
Many children. Could have been the others.
Yeah, true, could be. But yeah, just, you know, at no. Because the thing is that the other tweet, she was complaining about how the pap had been following her, asking questions and stuff. So it's not just she didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
Anyway, strange. There you go. And speaking of Squid Game, this so-called Squid Game cryptocurrency that we talked about earlier in the week, promising online gaming tokens. And the thing was that the value went up by like 90,000% after the day it was floated. Right? Not surprisingly, it's been revealed as a scam, with the creators pulling the rug and making off with, they reckon, close to $4 million invested dollars.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, crypto's a minefield, isn't it?
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a scary thing to just be, I suppose it's similar to shares, really, isn't it? Just giving your money away to nothing.
But it's vaguely, I think it feels like it's more, it's less regulated than shares.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
There's less controls
There's
and
so
stuff.
Many random ones out there. It's like, why would you think, I'm going to give my money to a Squid Game crypto, surely it's going to pay back.
they just catch up with trends. I mean, they reckon there was no connection. They just named it that.
Yeah.
They say the warning signs were there. Aside from the spelling and grammar errors on the website, the fact that no one could sell their tokens to cash out should have set alarm bells ringing. But some people wanted to try and ride the train, you know.
Gosh.
Make the big money. But in the end, it was the people that set it up that walked away with the cash. So there's a little warning for you.
Yep.
A lady in the UK was in for an enormous surprise when she visited an auctioneer in northeast England recently to sell a costume jewellery that she'd picked up over the years. The pensioner's bag of jewellery contained what she thought was like a cubic zirconia, right? It was a large thing.
Yep.
However, they randomly tested it and confirmed the stone was a 34-carat diamond. Bigger than a dollar coin. And is worth in the region of $4 million.
Far out.
The auction house that was selling it, they got it tested on a whim. They thought, we should probably, you know, they were keeping it in someone's desk. Oh, we'll probably check that out. The owner nearly binned it before being convinced to see what she could get for
it. Must have been pretty ugly.
Apparently, it's a nice-looking cut thing, but it's too good for anyone to assume that it was real. You look like one of the big cut glass things, I suppose. You know. Apparently, she couldn't even remember where she got it from.
Wow.
Not surprisingly, the lady wants to remain anonymous.
Yeah, of course she does.
I bet she does. It's actually probably Her Majesty. Just look at it.
She found it in one of her old drawers. Yeah. She was like, I better get this tested.
Cashing out so she can pay Andrew's legal bills or something. I don't know.
Nikki and DeMello's 3 things you need to know.
Obviously the big one, Cleo Smith is home.
Thank goodness.
Safe and well after more than 2 weeks, which is amazing news. And a local resident who's not connected to the family in custody.
Yeah, more to come on that, I'm sure.
No doubt. And now November is Asbestos Awareness Month, so if you doing any renos or anything like that, you know, you've got to just approach everything with care, really.
Or fences, you know, if your fences exactly come down, just be wary before you go and start tackling it. Think, hang on.
Got any doubts? Just assume that it is and call in an expert. Asbestosawareness.com.au can help you with any kind of, you know, identifications or people you need to contact, all of that kind of stuff.
Yep.
November 3 is National Stress Awareness Day, with the reminder that you don't do yourself any favours worrying about things you can't control.
Yeah, exactly right. We all do it. It's hard not to.
Yeah, but
kick back, relax, take a moment.
A bit of perspective sometimes helps.
Yeah.
It's also, by the way, National Sandwich Day.
Oh, maybe a sandwich could be the answer.
In fact, if you're not eating something between bread today, then you're letting the side down.
97.3, Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
And with your latest injection of entertainment news, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Queen of Christmas, Mariah Carey, announced yesterday that Christmas is on.
Yes.
And now she says she has a new festive song due out this week. I mean, it's not All I Want for Christmas, but she's given it a crack. The song is called Fall in Love at Christmas, and it will feature Khalid. Oh, baby, we got
you're right, it's no, whatever that
no
other
all
one
I
is.
Want for, all what I do want you mean we thought that other one is?
Well, it's been a long time.
Fall in Love at Christmas is out on Friday. A trailer for the upcoming Marvel movie Morbius has been released. The flick stars Jared Leto as Dr. Michael Morbius, who suffers from a rare blood disease, and his experimental treatments turn him into a vampire-like being who struggles to find the balance between right and wrong. Here's the trailer.
I went from dying to being more alive than ever.
It worked.
Not exactly. I have increased strength and speed and some form of bat radar. What else can I do?
There are limits. There has to be.
There's something inside of me that wants to hunt and consume blood.
Michael. When
you're strange. Did he say some kind of bat radar?
Yeah, so he's really is a vampire. Yeah. So Morbius is in cinemas from January 20. Kristen Stewart is engaged. During a recent interview, she revealed that she is now engaged to her girlfriend, Dylan Meyer. She said, "I distinctly carved out what I wanted and she nailed it." Doesn't that sound romantic? This is what I want. Thanks for doing that. Kristen Stewart is also said to play Princess Diana in the upcoming biopic called Spencer.
Ah.
And you two joined TikTok this week, debuting a brand new song. This one is called Your Song Saved My Life.
You know your song saved my life. I don't sing it just so I can get by. Won't you hear me when I tell you, darling, I sing it to survive.
You know, initially Coldplay sounded like U2 and now they've come full circle.
I know. It's weird, isn't it? Now, the song is actually from the upcoming soundtrack to Sing 2, the movie, which will be coming out on December 22nd. Bono is actually playing the rock star lion called Clay Calloway.
Nikki and Zamillo, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.